Beatrice McDermott, you're the Community Access and Learning Manager. That's quite a mouthful, isn't it?
It is, but my acronym is CALM, so I think I have one of the best acronyms here at Kew.
And next week is half term for most children, and it's great that there are so many activities for children. Can you tell the listeners about some of them?
Yeah, so we're throwing open our gates and inviting all sorts of community groups into the gardens next week. And some of those would be groups that work with families. So we've got lots of exciting things for families going on. We're working with our kitchen garden team to offer a bean collecting activity. So families can go in, harvest bellotti beans, and then they can learn how to dry them and package them up as if they were drying and packaging them up to be sold or transported. We've also got an activity where families can go on our Explorer Land train over to the woodland area, which should be looking beautiful with its autumn colours starting to come out, and they can do an explorer walk with some of our family coordinators.
So Kew is renowned for the beauty of its gardens, but in your first ever Community Open Week, there's some very unusual events, aren't there, for the adults?
Yeah, so one of the events that I'm most excited about is the Knit-a-thon, which is taking place on Tuesday. So something that I didn't know much about before I started at Kew was the evolutionary history of plants. So Kew scientists are working behind the scenes to find out lots about this and develop a plant tree of life. And we're going to get knitters in on Tuesday. So all of you out there that are interested in knitting or have a knitting group, and they're going to come and knit a representation of the plant tree of life. So they'll be knitting things like carrots and nettles, beetles, and maybe even a dinosaur.
And botanical singing, what's that?
So Sunday is our Come and Sing at Kew Day. So we're inviting local people who are linked to community choirs or who are part of a community group that might want to have a go at learning some songs that are linked to plants in our temperate glasshouse. So we're going to do one song that's a West African song because we've got our African region in the temperate house. And we are doing one song in English, so they won't be all in foreign languages.
And Thursday 24th is designated Youth Takeover Day. What's that about? Mm-hmm.
So Youth Takeover Day is a day that's been co-created with young people. So we have a youth forum, and then we also have a group of youth explainers who've done a six-month training course at Kew, learn all about Kew and Kew science, and they now volunteer in the Temperate House explaining plant stories to members of the public that come through. So they will be running a poetry workshop. And also there'll be a photography workshop for young people on Thursday as well.
And if you fancy a bit of relaxation, I gather you've got Tai Chi, which I love.
Yes, that's right. So fingers crossed the weather will be okay and we'll be doing Tai Chi outside. But if not, we'll actually be doing the Tai Chi in the central diamond of our temperate glasshouse, which will be really special as well. And then after Tai Chi, you can go and have a relaxing herbal tea and think about some of the herbs that we grow at Kew.
And can people just turn up or do they need to book?
Everyone needs to book. So if you know a community group that maybe hasn't visited Kew before that you think might be interested, tell them to visit Kew's website and they can search Community Open Week and there's a booking form there. We've got more information on the website about all of the activities across the week. And if you want to visit on a day and you see that an activity is fully booked, you can visit as a self-led visit, so just come in for free and enjoy the gardens.
Thank you very much.